Isaiah 10:12. And while you do that, I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation. And I thank him for my salvation. I thank him for my salvation. I thank him that I'm not who I used to be. Man, I was messed up. I was hurting. I was messed up. I was messed up. Those that are saved know what it was like. We was messed up, right? We was all over the place. That's why I thank him for my salvation. I thank him that I'm a new creation, you know, that I'm not who I used to be. I thank my husband. Thank you for the privilege of allowing the gang girls to run the service today. Thank you for the rest of the leadership, the Anton and Chegan. Thank you for allowing us to have the pulpit. Amen. We don't take it lightly. I thank God for Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky. They're amazing pastors. We love them, right? We love them. And I just thank you all. I thank the whole gang for making this ministry a ministry that is amazing to serve in. Amen. So, sow for yourselves righteousness. Can we play? Didn't just want you to sit there. Yeah? Oh, did I not say? Hosea 10:12. Did I say? Hosea 10:12. Amen. It says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for what you want to deposit. Lord, I believe that you want to transform today, oh God, that we will walk out differently, God, than how we walked in, my God, because we are in your presence, my God, and you transform in your presence, my God. Let us not leave the same. Thank you, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. So we've been doing this series, Count Me In, yeah? Count Me In. I want to be that young person that God can count on, right? We want to be that person that says, you know, my servant, I can count on her. My child, I can count on her. That's what we want to be. And so we've been going through these different themes, and the last one we had was #loyalty. Now this one is #passion. Passion. Just love to say it. Passion. #passion. Amen. And so, you know, young people in this ministry and in this generation, we need to have passion. We need to have passion. Passionate for the things of God. Passionate for prayer. Passionate for purity. Can the gang girls say amen? Passionate for those things. Amen. Passionate to disciple. Passionate to be a wife and a mother. Passionate for those things. And that's what we've been talking about. And in this scripture, it talks about sow for yourselves righteousness. That means being right with God. And that means that we need to be young people that sow into righteousness. That means we sow in prayer. That means we sow in fasting. That means we sow in obeying the word of God. We sow in all of these things. We sow in cutting off the things that cause us to sin. The little things. I remember my husband, he was speaking in Connect Group last week, and he was like, it's not the big things, it's the little things that trip us up, right? It's the little things. Oh, I'll just do that. I'll just quickly do that. And then it leads to something that's bigger and bigger. So cutting off those things that allow it to magnify into something bigger. Cutting off the friendships. You know, it says bad company corrupts good habit. Cutting that stuff off and just living right with God, living right. And that's what it means. Sow for yourself righteousness and you're going to reap the fruits of that. So what does that mean when you reap? You reap the fruits of righteousness. That means God begins to heal you. God begins to do stuff in you. Amen. There's many of us here that we've gone through rejection. He begins to heal us of that. Amen. He begins to heal us of those that maybe have self-harmed. I know we look around this room and we're like, I don't see anyone here. But you know what? We got stuff. Amen? Am I the only one? We got stuff, right? Come on, let's lay it out today. We've got stuff, yeah, that God needs to deal with us in, right? And we need to be passionate about God so that he's able to go deep into our lives and in our heart, that we're able to just be passionate about the things of God. And so we begin to reap that stuff. We begin to reap the fruitfulness of us sowing in righteousness and cutting off those things. We begin, you know, we begin to just see God at work in our lives, cutting off being that habitual drinker that gets drunk on the weekend and then comes to church on a Sunday and repents. Cut it off. He wants us to cut it off. No longer do we want to be in that place. We just want it to be cut off in the name of Jesus. We don't want those things. And do you know, when I was praying about this sermon, and you know what came to mind? You know, if someone was to call you a waste man, what would that mean? What would that mean? That's an insult. That means you're like, yeah, wasting time. But some of us are spiritual waste men. Yeah? Some of us, we talk, but we do nothing. Then we do nothing about it. Yeah? We don't practice what we preach. Yeah? We think we know everything. We think we know everything. We come to the altar every Sunday or every gang service and we say, Lord, change me. And we go out and we just go out and do the same thing. We're wasting time. Why are we wasting time? Spiritual waste, man. We don't want that. Not experiencing God's power. God's in this place. God is in this place. Amen? God is in this place. So that means we need to grab a hold of whatever it is he has for us. We go to conferences, yeah? And not just the gang girls, but we go to conferences. We're hyped up. Yeah, we're this, that. We're taking our selfies. We're here, we're there. And we come back and we're the same way. Don't waste time. Don't be a spiritual waste woman or a spiritual waste man. We don't want that. And it says in the Word of God, we break up the fallow ground. That means we break up that hard places where the Word of God just doesn't seem to be getting in. That means our hearts need to be fertile. Fertile ground, fertile soil. And that's what it means by breaking up the fallow ground. And that's what's going to happen today. Amen? God is going to break up the fallow ground. God is going to break up those hard places in our heart where we come and we leave the same way. No more. God's anointing our generation. God wants to do something in your life today. Today. How many of us are ready for God to do something in our lives today? Amen? So that's what he wants to do. And then when he breaks up that fallow ground, there's a passion. There's a passion for the things of God that arise. We're passionate in the morning when it's early and we're tired. We're passionate and we go into that prayer closet and we say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I have to have you. Lord, change my heart, change my life. God, whatever it is that you want to do with me. And that is passion. When he begins to break up that fallow ground and that our heart is fertile, he can do it. And there is a passion that arises in us. But also what the Lord was showing me, that sometimes our life is like snakes and ladders, right? Does anyone remember that old school game with the counters, right? Snakes and ladders, that we go up the ladder. God gives us, we go up the ladder. And it's not a shortcut because it's the road that God has chosen for us. And we make the wrong move. We start to lean on our own understanding and then we go down the snake. Sliding we go. Down the snake, we end up at number one, right? And everyone else is ahead and we're trying to catch them up. But that's what happens. That's what our life is like sometimes when we lean on our own understanding and we're not sowing in righteousness. So and what happens is that we begin to get discouraged and we begin to go, you know what? I'm not really on this church thing. I'm not really on this, you know? But God has called us to sow in righteousness. And we reap the fruitfulness of that righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we don't just sow in vain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we reap fruitfulness. We reap a relationship with you. God, we reap healing with you. You heal our hearts, oh God, from everything that's gone on in our lives and in our heart, everything that we struggle with. God, we reap it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. But we have to have a heart that is fertile. A heart that is fertile. And I believe that in this place, that God wants to break some things today. Okay? I believe that he wants to break some things today. Now, the question that I would ask you is, do you want God? You say, yeah, but do you really want God? Do you want God? Do you want to change? Or do you want to remain the same? Do you want to change? That's a question that you really need to think about. Do you really want to change? Do you really want God? Do you really want him to change you? Because if you do, then you're going to walk out of this place differently today. Amen? I want you to stand. I want the worship team to come. And I want you to lift your hands right now. If you want God, if you want change, if you want Him to break up that fallow ground, that hard ground, I want you to lift your hands right now and begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him, okay? And for those of you that have said that you wanted God, that you want to change, I'm going to challenge you right now. Anton, can you move this pulpit? I want to challenge you right now to come to the altar. No looking around, no second guessing, come to the altar right now. If you want something broken over your life, if you want it broken, I want you to come to the altar right now. No looking around, no titles, I don't care if you're a leader in here, I don't care. Come to the altar.